Capital 263.
I'm not a slut. I just love love.
I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch.
Hello guys, this is 909 The Other Guys, a special edition where we have the girls only, so we're gonna call it 909 and the other girls. Does that make sense?
But it's not, yeah. So we're so the guys don't get it.
So this is like 909 and
Naimona
and the other girls with guys don't get it. No, but super seriously, welcome to 909 on Capital 263, the best podcast in the country, because we're the only one. Today in the studio with me, I have Miss Miri. How
Yo.
You doing?
How you doing?
How was karaoke?
Hey, bruh.
You
we
went out to
up.
Chichi.
Yes, we did.
Where was this?
At the Point.
Oh, really?
Last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We saw the pictures.
The FOMO was real yesterday.
I know. I was like, oh, she's being sent.
They went like sip. What was that? Sip and shop? Yes, the Des Moines
they,
sip
they,
and
they
shop.
Went proper like date nights.
Yes,
bruh.
It's just like Friday night lights.
Me and my Gumbeze were just like, okay. And then Nyasha, how you doing? Why are you in such a rush?
I'm in such a rush because I'm in a choir's inspiration. We're performing at the Haifa Opera Gala on Wednesday.
Ooh,
so I'm
okay,
in
we saw that rehearsal. You're going to have to pay.
Iowa. No. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Kuti. You know, come out and hear your girl sing.
How much are the tickets again?
They're $20. Oh. It's not that much.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Not that much.
I don't know, man, but
it's just the rest of your grocery budget.
Would have loved to, but we'll be there in spirit.
Amen.
Okay, so guys don't get it. It's just us trying to help you guys out, get what you don't get about us. So our first, is this a category or what? It's inside the mind of a female. So basically, we're going to invite you to sit down in the middle of our brains and understand what exactly it is.
I don't think we understand what's going on in the middle
Please,
of
we're going to try as much as we can to help this guys. So I have a bunch of questions that boys around the world apparently seem to ask, and we're going to try to answer them. So we have, do you really need all those shoes?
Yes.
Oh my God, that was like, yeah. Why do we need so much shoes though?
Because you never know what color something is or the occasion or, you know, you need to make sense
no,
every time.
No, but like, you could just have like black pump,
no.
Black high heel, black.
No.
Black doesn't always go with everything. Okay, it does, but then sometimes you want to make it look nicer and black just kind of kills it.
So are 34 pairs really necessary?
Yes.
Why can't you just get like one of every color, like one black, one blue, one red, one green, one yellow, and then you're done?
And then you need different types. Like
exactly.
Sandals, boots, wedges,
exactly.
Heels,
peep toes. You know,
this goes on.
All that situation going
Okay, so yeah, we really do need all of those shoes. You just handle it like that. And the other question, Nyasha, what do you mean you have nothing to wear when everyone is in your closet? Like,
no, do you know what happens?
Uh-huh.
Because we have an acquiring syndrome.
An acquiring syndrome.
Yes. We buy clothes.
Uh-huh.
And then you forget about the other.
You forget.
Like, oh, so, I have this. I
when
have
it comes
this.
Time to dress for something, you're like, I really don't know what to wear because there's so much to choose. But then you also forget what exactly goes with what because, you know, there's just so much.
Okay, so the problem is we have a lot of clothes.
Yes.
And we don't know which one goes with what.
Exactly. And sometimes Maybe? If the occasion, you know.
Well, I think it has to do with actually where you're going. Because there are times when you're like, ooh, I know I'm going to look really good in this. But I can't be looking all hot and... Okay, I can't be looking hot at church. But then I can't be looking like really... seductive and it could be a cute dress but you can't wear it at a certain place, so there are times when you know you just take time to go through everything that you have and you try everything and you mix and match until you find the perfect outfit.
So basically when they say I have nothing to wear, it means I have no idea what's in my wardrobe and what goes with what. I need time to figure this out.
Exactly, and where I'm going and will
and
it make sense.
Oh, yes, the other thing,
yes.
The most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's Instagram and like Facebook and stuff, and sometimes when you're going out with your friends, I mean, obviously you're going to get pictures taken. I mean, it's like the
it's
culture
obvious,
now.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can't be like, okay, I'm going to wear this dress, but then you'll be like, oh no, snap. I wore this last time we went out and pictures got taken. Those pictures were posted. Like, I can't feature exactly. If I'm like gonna wear the same stuff featuring in pictures again, so
she can't be in it next exactly. weekend as well. Just the tatum to say, oh, when she's going out, this is her going
this
out,
going out dress. This is her Haifa dress. No, this is her karaoke dress.
This is a Sunday dress.
I know, it might have been the uniform.
Okay. So basically, what we're saying is we need a different outfit. Every different occasion, for every different time. So let it go and just take us shopping when we say we don't have anything to wear.
Exactly.
Sometimes I say it as just an excuse to go buy something new. Like, yeah. I swear, I have a lot of dinner dresses, but each time I work, dinner comes up, I'm like, ooh, I have nothing to wear. Mm. And my mom's like, look, but you bought a dress like last week.
Do you know what the thing is with that, though? Yeah. Because evening gowns are such statement things. Mm-hmm. You can't repeat them too soon.
You
have to have like a window period.
Use it for 2-3 months.
Okay, well.
Yeah, like 3-4 years down the line.
And then you can be like, okay.
Okay, like repeat, but also maybe catch a slit so that
and accessorize and make it look different.
And then the different shoes come in.
And the different hairstyles. It's complicated. Just leave it alone. Don't try to get too much into detail. Okay, so Hanzi, Mona, why can you never decide what you want to eat or where you want to hang? And when you tell me to choose, you are never happy with what I choose anyway.
Do you know what? We have moods, okay? Sometimes it's a fact, guys. Whether we're on our period or not, it's a fact. There are times when you just don't feel like having chicken, okay? Bae could be like, let's do Nando's.
Wait, like if Bae says, babe, what do you want to eat? And you're like,
I don't know.
Pick something. And then he says, okay, chicken. And then you say, no. And then he says, fish. Then you say, no. Then you say pizza, she's like, I had that yesterday. Like, so choose.
Do you know what? No. I think why we do this is because we'll be like, okay, we don't know what we want to have. And once the options are actually laid out, that's when we're like, okay, maybe this.
But apparently guys find it so annoying.
No, I have a friend of mine who's very indecisive. I completely get it from a guy's. Like, I love her to bits. I really do. I love her. She's my bae. She can't make a decision. It takes her years. So it's one of those, listen, I'm going to make this choice for you, and that's what you're going to have.
And that's what you're going to have. Yes. And then I have a problem when it's where to hang. Because in my brain, so many questions are coming up. Like okay, what? If I say Asian food, can you afford it?
That's another thing. Exactly.
Like, if I say I want to go to Antagd, would you be cool with that? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, it depends with who.
Because here's the thing. Sometimes, as Miri said, sometimes you need to see the options before you actually say, oh, no, maybe.
And also, yes. I mean, like, if I don't know what your budget is, am I paying for myself? What's the paying arrangement? If I don't know this, then
Dutch?
I can't decide.
You need to give me suggestions. Like, okay, give me an idea of what you want to do. If you're like, babe, let's go get food, like Nando's. You know what your budget is about.
It's about $10. Then I'm going to be like, don't worry. This is just like,
you know? Because if he's like, let's go eat, and I'm like, oh, babe, let's get to Amanzi. Like,
first of all, I went to Amanzi for the first time in my life for my birthday. Ooh. I entered.
You're like, I have arrived.
I have arrived.
Like, I was here.
This must happen again.
You had your Beyonce moment.
Girls.
Yeah. So we need to start saving up for that.
Like, dollar per day until your birthday comes.
Dollar per day, show Masha.
Until next year?
Oh, until next year. Okay, yeah.
Because it's my birthday just like.
Oh, okay.
Day.
Yeah, like, dollar just, day. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, don't. If you have an option of not giving us an option, don't give us the option. Just be like, what? Babe, we're going to Amanzi. And I'll be like, okay. Or just lay down the options you think you can afford or you think I might like, and then I'll say yes, no, maybe. Generally, is that the takeaway?
I think that's basically
that is it.
Takeaway.
Yeah, so basically, for me personally, if you're going to offer me food, just bring it. Then we'll decide when we're eating, because it's a problem.
No, but you know what my thing is?
Yeah.
I've also been like, okay, fine, I'll pay, right?
Uh-huh.
So you choose where you want to go, and then the person's just like, ah. So it's not just us.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's not just girls.
No, I think he was bamboozled. Hallelujah. I've been waiting to use that gear.
Yeah.
So maybe I think he was just up. Yes. I think it was just bamboozled by the fact that a girl actually said I'll pay. Because I think it's very rare for a guy to have someone offer to take them out. Like,
did he do like a double take? Like, what?
Like,
not like a what, but like, just he didn't know what he wanted to eat.
Oh, wow.
I guess maybe the same thoughts that we're talking about.
Like,
now,
she afford, yeah, like,
going,
yeah,
going on in his head.
If I say I want like a Gango 24-hour drive-through outlet type of thing, will she be able to plus guys
first
drink
of all,
as well?
Gango 24-hour drive-through.
Yes.
Girl, wait.
What?
Hallelujah. After the show. So, okay, guys, that was Inside the Mind of a Woman. If you've got any questions, just go on our Facebook page, Capital 263, and post them up in our inbox, and we are sure to address them the next time we have Guys Don't Get It. Yes. So, our next category for the guys. We have a guy with a sticky situation. Yeah, sticky. So, apparently, this dude has been best friends with a girl for 7 years.
Okay.
Yes, Baba Bata. And he has a girlfriend. And now bestie comes through and says, I'm in love with you. And this guy says, I think me and my best friend would make more sense, but I have a girlfriend. What should I do?
Why is it only making sense to him now?
How long has he been in this relationship with his girlfriend?
No, he didn't specify. But we're assuming it's less than 7 years.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Okay, let's just say like two or a year.
We'll say a year for argument's sake.
Yeah. So what should he do? Should he stick it to the man?
No. Why is it suddenly dawning upon him now that maybe the best friend would make a good girlfriend? Like, only just because she's kind of brought it up.
Well, maybe he has thought about it, and maybe
He was an one eye about it.
Let's give it a name. I'm sorry, boss. I know you're not here and you're in Loaya with the kids and yeah, just impart some wisdom. Yeah, as we were saying, maybe he was a wimp about it and he didn't approach.
Yeah, but then why did she choose this very moment? I mean, seven years later, he's in a relationship. Why would you do that? Does she not
why
like
couldn't
this
she
girl?
Wait until he was actually single?
Excuse me, maybe the harder the commodity to get, the more attractive it becomes.
Nah, she was just being disrespectful.
So
she
what should he do? Should he say, bruh, no ways, me and you are bros for life? And continue with the girl? Or should he try it with the baby?
Do you know what she's just done? She's literally just sown a seed of doubt in his head.
I know.
Which is really unfair for the current girlfriend. And unfortunately, okay, obviously he has to make a choice, right? He has to be like, okay, either I stick with my girlfriend and we kind of just ride it out and pretend like this didn't happen, or... he's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to hook up with my best friend, and yeah, but either way, in the first scenario, the friendship's already changed, and
yeah,
they're probably not gonna be friends anymore if he continues going out with his girlfriend.
You never know, because feelings are gonna be hurt.
Mm-hmm. No, you never know. I mean, if she can be mature about it and accept,
child, just cheap propositioned a man with a girl, how much would
she
think she
is?
She's
got guts, though.
She's got guts for days, bruh.
She's got guts.
But my thing is, then is it possible for guys and girls to be best friends?
Yes, I have a guy best friend.
Yes, it is. Without
no
any
feelings?
Yeah.
Yes, it's actually very possible.
So for the guy not having any feelings for you and you not having any feelings for the guy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Are you sure?
It's very possible.
Do you know?
Miss Mona?
Miss
Mona?
I'm in a relationship with my best friend, so I'm just saying.
So why don't you want this girl to be with this guy? Let her be with her best friend.
No, I'm just saying there's already a girl there, though.
But no, okay. Maybe their connection, maybe remember, because she's been friends with this guy for 7 years. Maybe she's going to save him.
Ah, you know what? Personally, I say don't do it. I say don't just stay. That's a can of worms there. Like, literally, it's a can of worms.
It really is.
And I don't think he should have let that conversation go. I mean, like, how do you even start saying that to a guy?
Right?
Stay away. Don't do it.
No, I don't know.
Yasha.
No, I don't know, guys. I really don't know. She, look, they've been friends for so long. You're enjoying your relationship with your best friend, right?
Yes, I am. It's
exactly
fun.
So, I mean, if you can be in a relationship with your best friend, I think that's the best kind of relationship that you can have.
Okay.
And if you, if they fail to make it work, then oh well, 7 years down the drain.
You see, that's the scary part. They could totally lose this whole 7 year yes. relationship thing, only because some girl doesn't want to keep it in her pants.
No, what if it's not about the intimacy, the physical intimacy? It's about the emotional and mental.
She asked, why did she wait until he had a girlfriend?
Why couldn't she? Like, obviously, you see, all the girlfriends and boyfriends.
Yeah, through all these years. Exactly. But are you saying there wasn't a time when she was single and he was single?
I don't know. It might not work out that way.
Oh my god,
I don't know. I just think she was just being really malicious about it. And
malicious bamboozled. We're going in there today.
No, really, I think she was really slimy about it.
Okay, then
the
how
the timing was terrible.
Okay, so
it was a timing issue. If she had propositioned him when you were single, any other time,
let's try this.
But then still, his question still stands.
What, should I
do
leave?
I do it or do I not? No, if they were both single.
If they were both single, it depends on how he feels about her, because he also waited 7 years.
No, but then
he also waited seven years.
The only thing that's different here is that there's another human being. This human being can go. Mm-hmm. No one is there for permanent.
That was such bad English.
Rest in peace,
English. You can try Spanish. You can try Spanish, sweetie.
Wait. No, I could probably try in French. Wait, what did I say in English?
It was really bad. Don't try it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that this, no one is there for good.
Yeah.
Unless you've put a ring on it and, you know, till death do us part. Of which even then still divorce rate has increased.
So are you saying he should dump her?
I'm saying that he should let his feelings and emotions be the guide. And also an understanding of the consequences of whatever his decision is. Because one, like Miri was saying, that the friendship, the dynamic has completely been shifted, right? They could try to pretend that this didn't happen, and it could work out that they both forget about this whole thing, but chances of that happening, not very high.
Zero.
Unless if 10, 20 years down the line, they're both married and they're like sitting around a campfire drinking wine and they're like, oh, remember that time when you
I was totally joking, bruh.
No, it might not be. I was totally joking, but but it can then be something that they can laugh about later on. You see what I'm saying? So it depends on the maturity and understanding that they can then develop after that.
I feel like he needs to get in touch with his own feelings, because right now he's a mess.
Yeah.
He's more like, what should I do? He's like panicking.
He's
like, how do you feel about your girlfriend, and how do you feel about your best friend? Is she worth the gamble? If she's worth the gamble and you feel like you could ride off into the sunset, then do it, boo-boo.
But obviously, before he makes the decision, he has to know that when he got together with his current girlfriend, there was something about her that attracted him to her. So all of a sudden, now, because there's the whole prospect of, oh, I'm going to be in love with my best friend.
Pam Soroy, beggar who food lovers, beggar pass pa two different things. They are both beggars, but one is far superior.
How?
I might go for the food lovers one because I need mariachi, and I might go to the spa because I need donut. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm saying what attracted him to her.
Jesus, what is going on with the English in here today?
That's down you.
Yeah, so I'm saying what attracted him to her maybe is there and is good. Maybe it's 65% or 75%. But maybe, you know how it is, like maybe him and the bestie could be like fireworks and Taylor Swift and cake and Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he might feel like this is good, but this is better. You know, like,
I really feel sorry for the girlfriend. Though.
I know, I really do.
Like, I've always had a thing.
This is why.
Does she actually stand?
Yeah, I've always had a thing about, okay, I'm friends with a lot of guy friends, and I've got this thing where once they get made up, I'm like,
with the draw?
Bye.
So your pull-out game.
Mona.
Like, I'm out, man. Because I don't want to put their
people in
awkward position.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, think of yourself as the other girl. Like, would you be cool with your man hanging out with a girl that much, like singing karaoke and
you know, like, oh, I hung out with her. And it's because they've been friends for so long, they've got stories that were not a part of.
Have you ever sat down with people who have known each other for 10 years or
more? Yes.
It's just like, oh,
and
okay.
Remember when?
Oh,
and that time?
And then?
And oh, yeah.
It's just like the time.
And,
oh, my God.
And like, you're like...
And this was like, I don't even know you that well.
Unless they make a conscious effort not to do that. Because I know I'm like that with Pat. Pat and I, we're like this. We can look at each other, say half sentences and understand each other. What
this
we
is
mean.
What we're trying to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if there's another person there, they're like, that's what jambo kanini ya. Exactly. So, but we make an effort... We make an effort to be...
To dumb it down?
Exactly. Well, not to dumb... but to be inclusive.
Oh,
yes, financial
okay.
inclusion.
Hallelujah for your Zim Acid plan.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So, basically, dude, weigh your options and...
Get in touch with your feelings.
Mm. Yeah. Like, find your inner
girl.
Swift.
What do you really want?
Yeah. Who do you really want? Mm. That's the
long
question.
Term also. Guys.
Yeah, exactly. Eish.
Okay. That I think that is it for a sticky situation. And we hope you get yourself out of the mess. And then our final category. Onai-wise, we have a category that I like to call If I Were a Boy. So this is a category where it's basically like our how-to guide for boys. Like if we were guys, like
this how
we
would handle
things,
it.
Yes, how we would do things. Since we have like an intimate knowledge of being a girl, we've got like years of experience.
Uh-huh.
So how do you get out of the friend zone? A guide for boys who want to stage a prison break. So what's your definition of a friend zone?
Can we also just... give a shout out to this lady here who wrote a blog.
She wrote a blog about friends.
So
and
amusing.
It's just like, Miri, did you just have to? Like, I feel like it was supposed to be like in Cosmo.
Exactly.
Like it deserved
no,
it's in Cosmo.
Such a good read.
Yeah.
Thank
such
you.
A good read.
So you should
so
do that like on Miss Miri WordPress. Is that okay? Okay, you give us the handle at the end of the show.
Okay.
But
cool.
Yes. What's your definition of friend zone, Miri?
Friend zone, a guy who is like a really close friend who I kind of like and can't
date.
Yeah,
because he keeps blocking you.
Wait, so that would be you in his friend zone.
Yes, that would
okay.
be me in his friend zone. If I had a guy friend who was in my friend zone, it's a guy who really likes me and has attempted to make moves, but I'd be like.
Nah.
Nah.
No,
Sam.
And I.
Oh my gosh, that's the second time. You guys.
You know what? Clearly, we must miss Onai. Clearly, Onai, you're clearly missed. So, hurry back. And yeah, so, Nyasha.
Friend zone.
Yeah.
For me, the friend zone is that safe space. It's a safe space for those people.
Please stop laughing.
Okay. It's a safe space for people that you can tell that they're really cool peeps.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to get with you, but you're like, no, I don't want you in that kind of space. But I still want you in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
So basically, it's like the biggest curve of all time.
It's the reject, sir.
Oh my God.
Oh, girl.
I'm sorry. Okay. Wow, well, this just got a little bit awkward.
I know, right? Because
we're about to tell them how to get out of the friend zone. But hey, I don't think if I nash a zone, you've got any
no
hopes.
No shame. They was the one who escaped.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay,
prison
so tell
break.
Us. How? How can I? If a guy's in your friend zone, how could you break out?
How did he break out? That's such a very good question.
Like, bam, bam, bam.
Exactly. He pulled the Houdini. One day he was just out of the friend zone. I don't know. The conversation just kind of changes the intonation. Like, it's not even just about the content, but the language, the vocabulary. Like,
so
the innuendos.
Say, so instead of saying, hi, boo-boo, he goes to say, like, hi, beautiful, or something like that.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Like
it
becomes more...
It becomes more easy Alejandro
than Alejandro.
Exactly.
So he became smoother with it.
Yeah, and basically, he just weaseled his way into life. Like, I found he had a spoon and was digging trenches.
And all of a sudden, Munato Budane. Miri, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to be interested in your answer.
Yes,
tell
us.
Oh my gosh.
How can a person escape your
from
friend
the friend
zone.
Okay. No,
from your friend zone.
From my friend zone.
Guys, I had never seen Miri blush, but I'm pretty sure right now she's just turned red.
Guys, I think attention is key. I'm a sucker for attention.
Okay.
Like, bruh, if you're my homie and I contact you first a lot,
mm-hmm.
I get frustrated.
Return the favor and return it more than the amount of times that I do it.
Who shames? So you're keeping score.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I'm with Miri on
that.
She's like, oh yes.
Guys, attention is very important. Like, and persistence. Like I said in my blog, persistence. I mean, you have no idea. If you talk to me every... Okay, he's sounding a bit too... Yeah.
Extra.
Yeah.
Because you are, Miri. It's okay. That's how you want love. It's fine. We accept you.
Okay.
It's a safe space.
So, yeah, be persistent.
Like, how persistent is the persistence?
Don't go into stalker mode, Kat.
Okay. So it's like, hi, Miri, how are you doing? How was your presentation? Can we go for karaoke?
Get interrogation,
Kat. No, can't. He wants to know, Kat, about your day.
Don't interrogate.
Oh, no, but then, okay.
No. Have conversation. Don't interrogate. Ask questions, yes.
But
ask questions,
don't interrogate.
Yes. But don't interrogate. There's a difference. Ask questions that lead to really fascinating conversation. I'm a sucker for fascinating, on fire conversation.
Intellectual
make
conversation.
Make me laugh. You know, make me think about things that I never thought I was going to think about.
Okay. In any case, I think in general, I think
how
a person...
How did your boyfriend get out of friend zone?
Oh, yeah. Miss Mona. You're like the banner child of friend zone escape.
Wait, he wasn't in the friend zone, though.
But you just said he's the best
he was
friend.
Best
he was my, yes, that's different. Like, according to your definitions, he wasn't in the friend zone. We were just friends.
No, oh wait.
And
you didn't give us your definition of a friend zone.
Yeah,
yes,
you actually
didn't.
So
my
please,
friend
okay,
zone
yes,
is a person
yes.
who tries to mac on me, and I decide consciously saying, no, nigga, you ain't my type. And I'm like, but you know what? You're cool to hang out with, though. So
that's my definition.
Yeah, which is dope. But then Michael wasn't in my friend zone. He hadn't macked on me. We were just like pure friends.
Okay, no. But then people can just friend zone themselves. You get that?
Oh, yeah, people can, but he hadn't friend zoned himself. We were genuinely just friends. Like, okay, I wouldn't say you and Onai. I would say maybe you and Pat.
Pat is a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. We're opening a can of worms, yeah.
Okay, screw. Let's go back.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michael was just a friend. Like, okay. he hadn't made any moves. I didn't even know he had intentions and stuff like that until. As you said, conversation started evolving. All of a sudden, if something exciting happens to me, the first person I want to tell is not Miri, it's Michael. All of you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It became he became a necessary,
an integral part of your life.
He became not an integral. He became a necessary part of my day. Like if he wasn't in the day, then the day was just off.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh my god, something is wrong today. So that's how he jumped out of the friend zone. I think, you know, with people who are in the friend zone, usually what happens is they try too hard to get out of the friend zone. I say,
you see,
yes,
be chilled.
They start trying to bring you lunch, buy you airtime, you know, stuff like
sudden.
That. All of a sudden, it just become like a hammer, like, and they're all up in your face. I say, withdraw your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm a sucker for reverse psychology. Withdraw your attention.
Really? Oh, also
then
you
then
go hunting
then,
for
and
him.
Then you are like, ha, this
Where's
dude
this
used
person?
To call me. Where is he? And all of a sudden you're going into his DM like, hey, it's been long. Do you want to do coffee?
Hello,
or
stranger.
Yes, hey, stranger, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have our resident early worm, Skittles. Is in the building.
He's in the building.
And she has just joined us.
Wait, you normally do it like Cash Bid. Do it like Cash Bid.
How does Cash Bid do it? Wait, in the building.
Building.
Like building.
Building.
I thought he's the one
like,
who went to an A school.
Swag in it. Like, Skittles in the building.
Hi, Skittles.
Hi. Oh, Lord. Okay.
Where the drugs at, man?
No way.
Oh,
are you okay?
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Maybe she was friend zoned.
Oh my god.
Nah. I don't get friend zoned. Bars.
Uh-oh.
Drops mic.
And then Boom. She just walked out. I'm joking. How's your Saturday going, Skittles?
Okay, I guess.
Okay, you guess. Jesus, did you just wake up?
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly, because your energy levels are like at 1 out of 100.
Then minus one. Then
minus one. So, we're talking about friend zones. How can a guy get out of your friend zone, Skittles?
He can't.
He can't? Like, never?
Never.
If you have put him there, it's... Yeah. Oh, you decide.
I decide.
When you want him to get out. Yeah. Okay.
Also, you pull him out of the friend zone.
Not exactly.
Uh-huh.
If he wants to get out, he's never going to get out anyway. Even if I want.
So he'll only get out when you throw him like a ladder. That's when he'll be able to.
Yeah, when I am receptive of whatever he's doing.
Okay, so what's your definition of friend zone?
Friend zone. You see, that little box you get put in.
When you don't want people to just come into your personal
rechecked box.
I said this.
See? There we go.
Oh my God. Yours are just like heartless. Like...
No.
Kanye levels. How could you be so heartless levels?
No, guys, some people are just better as friends than as lovers.
Exactly.
How do you know? No, have you dated them?
No.
Wow.
Man.
Yes,
because he's a fun person to be with.
Exactly. He's the reason why he has been rejected as a lover is the very reason why he should be accepted as a friend.
Basically.
Are those not double standards?
No. I mean, no. It's just like how you've got standards. I don't know if you do this. You've got certain circles of friends.
I don't have
friends.
Them anymore because I'm made up.
Hey. Okay. Let me finish.
No, Auntie Jesus. Hey,
let me finish.
Okay.
You've got work friends, you've got church friends, you've got, you know, 909, the other guy's friends. Mm-hmm. Right?
Squad.
Sorry. But the standards that you hold each of those groups to are different. It's the same with the standards for people who you put in your friend zone, people that you'd consider as bays. You know what I'm saying? Mm,
okay.
Yeah. So it's not really double standards, it's just standards. Knowing where they fit.
Yeah.
Where their CVs yes, where they're qualified
like,
for.
In tray, out tray, never tray.
Exactly.
Only if I throw you a ladder tray.
Exactly.
Ask it.
Okay, so generally maybe not your specific friend zone, but as advice to any other guy, maybe Onai wants to get in front of the friend
Why
zone.
Why Onai of all people? Like Onai is a helpless case.
Oh my gosh. I think Skittles just shut it down.
And I think we're going to have to go to a commercial break right here.
No, I think we should all just pack our bags and never come back. Onai is firing us.
Oh my God. This is 909 and the other guys. And next week, there might be no girls at all on this show. Okay, so.
Advice, Skittles.
Advice. Oh my God.
let's see. I don't know. Be friendly, I guess, but then that works against you. So,
Sab, is there no hope at all for people who are in the friend zone?
No, there is hope.
But how does one it's grab like, it and just
but then
run?
It's different from person to person, though.
Okay.
Surely,
let's do a recap. Skito said you are never going
you're
to.
You're never going to come unless out. If I decide that okay, probably
maybe.
Somewhere,
I'm tired.
Somewhere.
I'm bored.
Yeah,
let's do this. And Nyasha, you said?
I said it's about the language. It's about how you talk to me.
So how does one exactly change how they talk to you? Because I feel like, are they then not faking it? Mm. Like, how long did it last with the person who escaped? Spot.
Wow.
I don't mean the relationship. Uh-huh. I mean, like, the language. How long did it last?
It then just stayed the way when it changed. Mm-hmm. It was that throughout.
Just that throughout.
That was it.
So it was how he visioned you and spoke to you that changed.
Yes.
Was because he resigned to his fate or was it more of a last ditch effort?
I wish we could ask him, but that's not possible.
He's
been banished to the ancestor zone.
Oh my God. That's a whole different zone that you don't ever want to be in. In your phone. Okay, Miri?
Like I said, I mean,
conversation.
Attention.
So you're saying, are you saying coffee, breakfast, asking you how your day has been, just talking and interesting conversations?
Make me want to look forward to talking to you.
Okay.
I like that.
But can I ask, on a personal level, mm-hmm. how far is our boy in like 100%? Like, is our boy like on 25 on the persistence? It like, is he persistent?
Can I just clarify something? Me and Anai are friends.
Hallelujah. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Capital 263. And as you heard, Skittles. Why? Because we all, apparently everyone else is this differently than from me. And Onai, no, they are in denial. Okay, it's fine. Bobo, it's okay. We accept you as you are.
Guys, moku bururutsa shiritsangu, please.
All right, shiritsami, it's okay. Especially zirim friends zone. Okay, zirim friends zone. How many people do you have in your friend zone?
I actually don't know. I don't know.
You don't know? Nyasha, how many people do you have in your friend zone?
None.
No, what I'm single, doing? Baba.
And so people are just coming and just saying yes or no.
No, but sometimes, you know what? Sometimes someone who's in a friend zone.
Evaluative zone.
Until at Shikungun's off judgment, they will be in this space, then either hell or heaven, they're in this space.
Purgatory.
Yes.
So there's a relationship purgatory.
Ah, so much. It's all technical.
Skittles, how many people are in your friend zone?
None.
The whole of Zimbabwe.
Bruh.
Okay, no. You guys took me wrong. There are none, actually.
Okay.
Because if I don't like you, then...
You just tell them straight up. Yeah. I feel like you're a sharpshooter.
Yeah, I'm a sharpshooter. I don't miss.
Someone says, yo, boo-boo, I like you, you're going to be like, no.
No.
With Skittles, there's no in-between.
It's hell or heaven.
That's it. That's like, why would I want to waste your time when nothing is gonna...
Okay, unfortunately, guys, our time is up. It's been so fun hanging out with you guys and the people who are... downloading, listening in the combi and at work and on the free Wi-Fi and everything else. So, ladies, can you give us your full names, your handles, your Instagram thingies, your addresses for our stalkers out there?
See.
Miri?
Okay. You can catch me on Facebook, Miri Nyakutsuka, and on Twitter, hashtag Karaoke Bay or at Miri_Nyakutsuka. And you can check out my blog on mirinyakutsuka.wordpress.com.
Nyasha.
Kelly, my name is Nyasha Natasha Timbeza on Facebook.
Nyasha Natasha. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be like a brand. I'm like, Nyasha Natasha. I'm Nyasha Natasha.
Okay. The story mode is a story for that. Okay. And then Instagram is nyasha.timbeza.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Skittles.
Twitter, Ru Chantel, Facebook, Rumbi, Sima Dimutsira, and Instagram, although I do not post.
Ugh. Each time you post, we get a notification. Fire Musa and we Cash Beat.
Yeah, I know. They just download and then they send it to the group.
Then everybody knows that Skittles has posted something on Instagram.
Then we all go and like.
Yes.
And
oh my gosh.
I'm Mona Lisa Kutanai Chishato. Instagram, Miss Mona_263. Same on Twitter. Same on WordPress.com. Though I don't post witty articles like Miss Mary there. And Facebook, it's Mona Lisa Chishato. This has been Guys Don't Get It.
And the other guys.
Yeah. And disclaimer, we love Onai very much.
Yes, please don't fire us.
Please don't fire us.
Oh, please, he's not going to fire anyone.
Yes. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we'll catch you in 2 weeks' time. We hope.
Ciao.
And now. Capital 263.